Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss oh so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 75 of the O Woman Podcast. And today I wanted to lighten the mood a little bit. The last two episodes, if you've heard those, have had to do with still continuing the series, Your Sexual History, but they had to do with some of the negative experiences in your life that can shape your beliefs about your sexual self, such as negative sexual experiences, negative relationship experiences. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about your sexual history and how positive sexual experiences shape you. Don't want to take those for granted either, just like you don't want to let the negative ones control you or utterly forget them and pretend that they don't influence you, because they do. Same thing with the positive ones. You don't want to take them for granted and think, oh, well, that's just normal. It should be normal that all sexual experiences are positive, but the case is they're not. And so it's really nice to think about the positive experiences you've had so that you can use a lot of those memories as a focus and remember how many good experiences you've actually had. So the first thing that I want to start with is talking about how your attitudes about sexuality and sex going into your sexual experiences are really going to be of benefit here for you. So if you, depending on when you started having sex, it doesn't really matter, or when you started becoming sexual and engaging in sexual things, your ideas about sexuality. So do you feel when you started having sex that they're natural and acceptable and okay and healthy? Or did you feel going into it that maybe it was sort of an unclean thing that wasn't allowed, or it was just not acceptable for your age group, or acceptable for a woman to be interested in sex, you know? So if you were lucky enough to approach sex in a way that kind of eased your worries or made you feel comfortable with sexuality, that's something that's going to be a really great thing that's influenced probably a lot of your sexual life after that, especially if your first experiences were kind of in line with feeling like it's healthy and natural and okay to be sexual, and that there wasn't that much shame or worry or fear involved in it. So also, the circumstances of the first time you ever had sex can be, first of all, pretty memorable. And depending on how impressionable you are and how much that kind of thing matters to you, how much you kept thinking, oh, the first time, can really play a big role in your ideas about sexuality today. So if you're someone who had a good first sexual experience and that kind of thing mattered to you, chances are the momentum of that really carried you through subsequent sexual experiences and helped you really feel like you were where you wanted to be sexually. If you didn't have that great of a first sexual experience, but you still felt respected and cared for, you know, to some degree, that's going to be a really great thing for you too. And there's a chance that you might not be as emotionally impressionable about it. You know, if that happened to you, there's a chance. Like I, for example, am highly emotional. And so it's really good that my first sexual experiences were positive, because I think it would have affected me so monumentally if they hadn't been. I think it would have really rocked my boat, because I think I just always assumed that they would be positive. But other people are a little bit better at taking the bumps in the road about that kind of thing. And so depending on your personality, this might not be such a big beginning moment for you. It might not feel that way. In the moment, oftentimes it feels that way, because it's like, whoa, I'm actually being sexual or having sex for the first time. But afterwards, when you look back on it, like now I'm to an age where I don't even remember how old was I? What exactly was the circumstance? You know, it's kind of hard to remember. So it's kind of nice to have forgotten, but then be able to look back and remember and think, you know what, that was actually a really good experience. And I think it really set the stage for other good things happening for me. I felt comfortable, I felt respected, and that's a good thing. Also, your experiences with other aspects of your sexuality if they're positive, they're going to be have a really great influence on you for the rest of your sexual life. So not just having sexual intercourse with the first person you have sexual intercourse with, but learning to explore your sexuality, both with yourself, feeling like masturbating is an okay thing, feeling empowered also to be able to do that. Because there are plenty of women who, if you ask them, is masturbation an acceptable thing, they would say yes, but they might not have done it that much, or they might not have explored their sexual feelings. I didn't masturbate that much when I was younger, but it isn't because I was scared of the situation. I just was thinking, I don't really know what to do. What is this all about? But I had plenty of friends that took a lot of charge. They took major charge over that part of their life. And I have a lot of great stories that I heard in high school from a lot of my girlfriends talking about that experience in their life, which definitely, just you could tell in the way they spoke about it, it was really empowering to them. It felt really special. It felt really important. And that's such a big thing that's related to positive sexual experiences, is how you feel in the moment. It's not even necessarily so much what's going on, unless it's, you know, a very, you know, violent situation, or you are lucky enough to have an orgasm your first time, you know, some of the extremes of bad and good. But a lot of it is just, how do you feel about it? How comfortable are you in the situation? How open are you? How ready are you? You know, you're never fully ready to start being sexual until you are, you know, kind of like you're never really ready to have a baby until you just decide to. But you can tell when you're mostly ready and when you're mostly prepared, and you kind of have an excited nervousness about it. So just all of those things, how did it all feel in the beginning? If it was overall positive, that's something that you might not have thought about, but is something that you should be really grateful for and happy about, because that is such a big thing that has influenced other aspects of your sexuality later. Because the thing about that is it starts a momentum going, really, and it starts your brain thinking about sexuality in an extra good way. So first of all, your brain was thinking, oh, sexuality is fun because it feels good, but then now your brain is realizing it's also satisfying in an emotional way, in a physical and emotional and spiritual way. And so that starts a momentum going of you expecting to have situations like that in the future, and of choosing situations like that in the future, and of seeing that value in a lot of your sexual situations, whether or not they're the best ever. One thing that is related to that is thinking back to any of the sexual partners that you've had in the course of your life, and thinking about ones that you had that were particularly caring, more caring than others. Because even if you've had bad sexual experiences where people you dated or slept with just were ended up being utter assholes afterwards, or even during, there's still going to be some situations where you can look back and think, that was a great situation. The person I was with, I mean, maybe you're not even together now, but the person I was with was kind and caring and was genuinely a good person. And that's a really good feeling to be able to think about that. Because it is such an open time. You're so exposed. And you really have to trust the person that you're with. One of the episodes that I've done talks about being sexually safe, and it goes so much further than talking about, you know, being safe wearing condoms and things like that. It goes beyond that, because so much of sexual safety has to do with your emotional safety. Have you chosen someone you can actually trust, that you can actually be around and not be too nervous? I mean, of course you might be a little bit nervous, but not be too nervous about how they're going to treat you or respond to you or feel about you and your body. And related to choosing someone who's caring and looking at your life and thinking, there were people that I was with that was caring. It's worth focusing on the good memories of that, especially if you're struggling with other negative experiences, to realize that the possibility of a loving, caring relationship, or even just the seed or the beginning bud of a relationship, you've had it before. It's there. It's possible. You just need to try to find it again with someone that, you know, maybe you haven't found yet, or, you know, focus on that relationship with yourself. But related to that, about if the person has been caring to you and you've had people that valued you, is thinking about a time when you've been with someone where you really thought that they cared a lot about how you felt in the sexual situation. So not just how you felt emotionally, but they really wanted to take care of you physically. They didn't want to stop with just them having their own orgasm. They were really concerned and excited for you to have yours, or for you to try to have yours. Maybe you haven't had one then, maybe you haven't had one yet. But the point is, them giving you their undivided attention and their focus and their support and their excitement about you getting really turned on, being in the zone. And whether or not that comes to the end of you having a really great orgasm or just any kind of advance in teaching yourself how to have orgasms, that's going to be important. But a big part of it is just knowing that, thinking back and realizing that there have been people that have supported you, that have cared about you, and that have helped you to some degree move down along the path of sexuality, because you can do a lot of things yourself with sexuality. But one of the big components of it is that it is a lot about partnerships. Some of them come and go in time, some of them stay forever, but partnerships are so important because the partner needs to be a supportive person, or they're not really a partner. They're just someone who happens to be there. They're not a teammate with you, and that's what they should be. And related to that too, like I said, is making sure that you choose people that care about your pleasure level and your orgasms and will put you first, not always, because sometimes they should be first, but will put you above all of the other stuff. We'll put you and your idea of the two of you as a team working together to be sexual together as something that's a big priority to them. And whether you have that right now, or you've just had that in the past, is something that is, that's a positive sexual experience. And I think a lot of these things we take for granted because we're so used to some of the good things. I know I take some of these things for granted, and it's stupid. It's really stupid when you think about it. Humans, for some reason, have the ability to, when 100 things are going well, to find the one thing that's not going well and dwell on that thing. And some people have that tendency more than others. And sometimes, you know, some phases in your life, you have the tendency more than others. But make sure you're thinking about all of the great positive things that have come from your sexual experiences, too. Another important factor that's related to feeling like your sexual experiences have been positive and that they can be positive is being attracted to your partner and feeling attractive during a sexual situation. So not everybody feels attractive or beautiful or fantastic all the time. And not everybody thinks their partner is the sexiest person alive all the time. Sometimes you just look at them and think, hello there, someone I know, even though I love you, you're my best friend. I'm not really thinking about you sexually, you know, for example. But focusing on that is something, and thinking about how that's important, is something that's really going to make your sexual experiences more positive, because you're going to be more turned on, you're going to be more excited about sex, and you're going to be more willing to be uninhibited about some of the things that you and your partner do in order to chase down the pleasure centers of each other. One thing that I mentioned on the past episodes about sometimes when negative sexual experiences happen, sometimes they might not be a blatantly hurtful situation, but they might just be a subtly upsetting thing, like after you and a partner or your partner have sex, they seem distant, they don't seem excited to be around you, and you kind of get the feeling that they just were kind of using you or something, that it wasn't, you didn't have the same ideas about the sexual experience. You didn't feel like they were in tune with you besides just the physical component. And so on the flip side of that, something that is going to be a positive sexual experience is feeling like the closeness and the intimacy continues beyond sex, continues beyond this person or that person having an orgasm or finishing or whatever. That there's an ability to be physically close to each other or talk to each other or actually open up to some degree about how you feel or who you are. Letting your guard down. And a lot of this has to do with openness. How open is your discussion, and how open was your sexual experience just now? Did you feel really open and aware and in the zone, and did you feel like you were offering a lot of yourself, or did you feel kind of closed down? And you can really look to yourself to see, do I feel open or closed in the situation? And sometimes if it's a new relationship, that can be related to, do I feel trusting of this person? Like, do I actually trust this person? Sometimes listening to your body is the best thing, because you're psychologically you're thinking, this person's great, this person's awesome. But if you have deep down gut fears or worries, sometimes your body will tell you. And a lot of the time, I think with women, your body will tell you by not being as turned on as you think you should be. Sometimes that can just be related to whatever other stuff going on in your life. But A lot of times it can be related to not really feeling comfortable opening up to this person. So think back to the times in your life that you've had a great experience where you felt comfortable opening up to that person, or you felt comfortable opening up to yourself, because feeling comfortable opening up with yourself in your own zone, masturbating or touching yourself, or just getting, you know, getting to know your body is going to be the biggest step here. Because you have to be comfortable with your own body and the way your own body works and moves and feels before you feel safe offering that really private place up to someone else. And the last big thing that I want to talk about that is something that really can make sexual experiences positive and might have in your past is actually practicing safe sex. Both in what I was talking about earlier, with being emotionally safe and physically safe with people, making sure you choose someone that you think is trustworthy, but also practicing safe sex so that the things that can happen in a woman's life, like getting pregnant or getting an STD, don't happen or are much less likely to happen. That can make the sexual experience more positive in the long run, because in the moment, sometimes people don't think about that. They don't think, I need to make sure about my birth control, or I need to make sure about, you know, STD prevention. But in the long run, in the aftermath of having sex, you're not going to have an anxiety or a fear, or you're not going to have a compulsive urge to go get tested. I need to get tested. I might have an STD, you know, over and over again or something like that, because that can be a big deal in your mind, and that can make the memory of the sexual experience not as good. Even if it was great in the moment, if you have an anxiety regarding what might happen afterwards related to having sex that time, it's going to be a scary thing. So whether or not right now you're in a place where you feel like your sexual experience in the moment is the best for you or is positive, no doubt there's going to have been some positive sexual experiences that you've experienced in your life. I bet most of you women can see places in your life where at least five of these things that I mentioned have happened to you. Whether you have never had sex with someone, or whether you've had sex with 20 people or 40 people, or whether you're a mother or a wife or a single person, you know, there's going to be places in your life where you can look back or look to now with your current partnership and think, there's so many positive things that I've experienced in my sexuality. And if there's also negative things, I can choose to focus on some of the positive things because I have felt protected and I have felt safe in some relationships. And if you feel like that isn't you, you can't find positive places. I'll talk more about that in a future episode. It's a really great time to start looking for positive, safe sexual places with yourself. So now's a really great time to get recentered, come back to the middle with yourself and start over again. Because even though we can't forget past memories, they're still going to be there. They're still going to control some of our thinking, whether they're positive or negative. We can try to reset our beliefs about ourselves by choosing to take care of ourselves, choosing to nurture ourselves, choosing to give ourselves positive experiences from here on out. And sometimes that's hard and you have to make really conscious choices every day. But it's worth thinking about and it's worth remembering or looking to some of the really great moments that you had in your sexuality where you realized, hey, this is okay, or I can do this, or I love this, this is fun, or I think this person is really considerate of me and it makes me feel special and loved and great. So I encourage you, especially if you're in a bad place right now, to look at so many of the great things that have happened in your life, in your sexual life, and focus on those. Don't forget the other things, but focus on the good things. As always, I want to thank you for listening to the show today. Just a reminder, if you've missed any past episodes, you can always go to the website, awomanpodcast.com, and click on the episode archives page, and you'll be able to find every episode you've missed. If you subscribe on iTunes, you can also find them there. It's A Woman Podcast. Search it on iTunes. Same thing with Facebook. If you search A Woman Podcast on Facebook, will pop up right there. Like the page, and you'll get a lot of updates about what episode just came out and different things like that. Thank you so much for listening. I love talking with you guys, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye.